Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is May 7th, 2009, day 104. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years and my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of bringing ourselves to the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. It's good to talk to you. It's been a little while since I last talked to you. Didn't do two episodes last week. I'm not really sure why, I just didn't. Had a lot going on, have a lot on my mind. So I hope you're doing well. It's good to talk to you, like I said. I don't have a ton to talk to you about today. Still working on the site, the helpmequitporn.com site. Not a whole lot there yet, but like I said before, we're hopefully going to do something a little bit different than most people are doing, at least from what I've seen. Maybe a little more informative. Some things to actually help you quit porn. As you know, I'm going through this, or maybe you don't know, I'm going through this with you. I've been a long time addict to porn, 17 years, maybe give or take a year or something like that. But that's quite a long time. It's actually more than half my life that I've dealt with this. It's really difficult as it's become a habit, a lifestyle, just something you do, I guess. It's become that way in everyday life today, unfortunately, at least in America anyway. It's no longer considered something that's sinful, really. It's something you do. Now, on the Christian side of that, obviously, it is still considered sinful. I don't really know, you know, obviously I know why that is, but I don't really know how we as Christians can push past that and become more Christ-like. Obviously, if we continue to look at porn regularly, we're not really repentant. So we really can't be forgiven. That obviously depends on your viewpoint of the Bible, but it's pretty clear as if we continue, and I'm in this with you, like I said, I deal with this regularly. The hardest times for me is the weekend, probably for you as well. And I apologize if I seem like I'm rushing through this. I don't mean to be. I just, I'm not really sure. I think that I think that all of us deep down inside know that we need to get rid of this in our life. We all have a hard time with it. We all, you know, really don't want to do it, but we enjoy it. We like to look at it. We enjoy women or men, if you're a woman, whatever, or who knows what else. You know, there's so many different variants today. So I do have a verse for you today. It's out of Ephesians. We read out of Ephesians last time. This is Ephesians 5:6. It says, "Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse their sins, or I'm sorry, excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true." The sins that it's talking about in Ephesians 5, verse 6, are from the previous verse that we read before. And it's from verse 3, "Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people." We're really not taught a whole lot about this in church, at least many of the churches I've been to. I regularly attend a church and have been in many that don't really say a whole lot about this, or they don't go really in depth because it's too explicit or uncomfortable. I don't know. Mine actually does go pretty in depth, but I think for the most part, you need to really address this yourself and deal with this yourself. Ultimately, it's your heart, it's your body and soul that goes to heaven or hell. So we really need to continue to deal with this. If we are to be true Christians, people among God's people, we need to stray away. And that's easier said than done, as we all know. But really, let's, you know, myself, I struggle with this. You know, in this entire time I've done the podcast, I haven't been completely porn-free. It used to be a 3-4 time a week habit for me. So, you know, it's much, much better now, but I need it down to 0 all the time forever. And that's really, at least what helps is reading the Bible, which is really, we have to make time for. It's not something we want to do. Yes, we've read it before, but for whatever reason, there's power in that word. You know, obviously we know who put it there, but it really helps. It really encourages. I would encourage just to read through some of Ephesians. At this point, since we're kind of looking at that, and continue to pray about this yourself in times of temptation. That's the hardest times. Afterwards, you feel differently about it. So let's say a quick prayer and we're done. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've given us. We thank you for the ability to follow you and know you have a plan for us. We ask that you would help us in our times of temptation to look away from the things that draw us near to them, that really corrupt us, our minds and our vision, and just the way we deal in everyday life. Help us to walk away from that and trust in you, Lord, and know that we can look to you in our times of need. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Amen. I'll see you next time.